When New York City was the epicenter of the COVID-19 pandemic, three neighborhoods in Queens, Jackson Heights, Elmhurst, and Corona, were hit particularly hard. Now, one sign of recovery in these neighborhoods is a brighter outlook for their small businesses. But the thing is, the Delta variant is now casting a shadow over that. Camille Peterson has this report from Jackson Heights, Queens.
At his Tibetan restaurant, Lhasa, Sungjin Bun sets up for a birthday party. He and his family hang rainbow balloons. This festive scene is a contrast to the past year. One of Bun's employees, Tenzin McLay, translates for us over the phone.
In the winter, it was pretty scary.
Bun's restaurant was closed for months at the start of the pandemic, and when it reopened, business was very slow. Bun had to use personal savings to stay open. Then, in March 2021, a fire destroyed the restaurant. He raised money through GoFundMe to open a new Jackson Heights location about a month ago.
It's been extremely hectic. There's like so many orders coming in at all times.
Bun is optimistic that customers will keep coming now that more residents are vaccinated and going out, even with the new vaccine mandate in New York City for indoor dining. A few blocks away, masked shoppers buy fruits, juices, and tamales from street vendors. More than 75% of Jackson Heights residents are fully vaccinated, among the highest rates in the city. Leslie Ramos is the executive director of a business improvement district in Jackson Heights. She says many business owners here know someone who got sick or died from COVID-19.
Just in this little triangle here, we lost three people.
Ramos gives me a neighborhood tour. She starts with a row of salons.
This is like my little cutest area.
Alejandro Labrador opened his salon in June. He says he's surprised by how busy he is, but he worries about another surge in COVID cases. Down the block, Glenn Mirchandani says he was anxious for months that his jewelry store would close for good.
There was no end in sight. We saw many people dying, so I thought, is it going to go on forever?
Mirchandani gets most of his business from foot traffic, and he says it's gone up in the past few months. But he's watched traffic slow down with the rise of the Delta variant.
This one is really getting scary again.
He tells customers to get vaccinated.
Go get your shot. That's the only best way we can kill this thing out. You know, otherwise, it's going to be, what do you call, like a circle.
Leslie Ramos from the Business Improvement District says many business owners here are also worried about the end of New York's commercial eviction moratorium. And some have not paid rent for over a year.
Unless the lease gets renegotiated, unless they have a windfall, we don't know how they are going to keep up. At least one of our businesses, we know that they are $36,000 behind on their rent.
Ramos says the neighborhood's immigrant business owner struggled to apply for aid and grants because of language and technology barriers. She's hosted workshops to help them.
But when people are working 13, even 16 hours a day, that is not something that is possible.
Ramos says small business owners here create jobs for their families and their neighbors. Their recovery is the neighborhood's recovery. For NPR News, I'm Camille Peterson in Jackson Heights, New York.